the fact that you know how to open up and just jam, man. Yeah. You know, some of the songs, where did I just hear it? Well, this is the best. This is good backup music for us, you know, Tom Petty. But this is a studio the house band, they... Poor guy's dead, man. Anyway.
To death.
Yeah, I loved him. But when we came out of the box, we were nothing. We were nothing. We were just a couple of dudes. I want to say a couple of dudes because we... But you know what blessed us? Having Richie Mortallaro.
Yep.
As a drummer. That guy was great.
Has he been up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why I bought that drum set.
We were camping in...
He hasn't been up this year.
The first weekend that...
I feel bad.
Back in May, we were out at Loki Hikey, the new campground and pavilion. And they got a little bar restaurant in there. And we're up at the bar. And who do I see but Richie sitting there hanging out, having a couple beers.
Loki Hikey?
Yep. But that's the last time I seen him. It's been a while.
Yeah, he was playing with... what the fuck's the name of the band? The Savage Cabbage.
Really?
Yeah, because the other fella had a stroke or some kind of problem. I know. He's pretty good, too. I know the guy. He married the Rivers girl, right?
Oh, yeah. What's... played with the Trolls.
Yep.
Danny.
Yeah. When I think of Trolls drummers, I just think of Pete.
Yep.
You know? We're talking yesterday to people locally. You know, there's a band playing here and there. This guy's name's Tim, right? He's at the Jim Saloon. And I haven't been Jim Saloon. I've up until Sunday. Like, tomorrow will be a week prior to tomorrow. Would have been six months sober again.
Bam.
I did that, man. Yeah. I don't know, man. You know what I thought? I want to see what the 6 months sober would, like, look like. I mean, God, my numbers and the blood and all that must look really good, right? It's going to be awesome, right? Guess what? Wasn't a bunch of
nothing. Didn't change.
Oh, fuck. Nothing. Not really. Changed. No. It did not. No, it was like, what the fuck? You know, it's
I think it's more what you eat than what you drink.
I agree with that. And I also think it's what you do. Like, you keep busy. Yeah. Like, you're what, $175?
I wish.
I'm $165.
187. Okay? I'm okay. A fat slob.
Well,
right,
I was
now
200 pounds on the first of the year.
Nice.
Dude, I cannot do it. Yeah. My doctor, she's pretty cool. She's like, you can't really go over 200, Scott. Can't do it. You know, and I'm like, you know what? Really? She's right, man. There's no way this frame can do 200 pounds, right?
And I'm the same way. I don't like being this heavy, but since I stopped doing the brown thing, I don't walk and exercise as much as I did there working with Jake. Different lifestyle.
When I was a construction worker, I could eat chicken wings, pizza 3 nights a week, 17 beers on the day.
Yeah.
And guess what? Not really gain a pound. I was climbing ladders. I was in ditches, out of ditches, carrying pipe, pulling wire. That's a big deal. It really is a big deal. The kids don't want to do it anymore.
No.
You know what made me happy? Is the fact that I probably got 10 years when I was a young man working on a nice job, getting paid, but also losing weight. I'm like, I've burned every calorie. I drink all this beer. And
same as me.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I was walking 5 miles a day, every day.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
I don't walk 5 miles a week now.
Timmy McCoy.
Yeah, buddy.
The real McCoy tonight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We're still on the air tonight with Tim and myself, Scotty. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I have a different name, but mostly tonight, same name.
Same name.
Yeah, same name.
Same name, same place.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah.
It looks different up here, too. What'd you do?
Sometimes I put up there the television. I can put, like, you know, you can watch TV. But I don't know if it helps.
No, something over here is different. What'd you do?
The stage got a little... So, the keyboard, maybe. I don't know. We did change that. Maybe the last time you were up here, we had a table and chairs over there. And I put this in because this thing falls down and you can sleep on it real nicely.
So you pass out there?
I have, yeah. I have done that. Yeah, actually, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. I sleep in the garage.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. It happens.
Nice and cool there with the breeze coming through.
It happens.
You got a nice garage.
It really
do have a great garage.
It's been closed so far. We've been gone.
It's been closed to the locals, right? I mean, I don't remember going by at 10 o'clock.
We haven't done nothing since...
when's the last time I'm going to drive by there?
Shit, probably the last Bills game was last party we did.
You got a great spot, though, brother. That's a nice place.
It's a nice setup.
It is a really nice setup.
It works well.
Oh, yeah. I like it there. I love going there.
It's kept me in shape.
So the house next door is for sale.
I think it's sold.
Did it sell?
First week.
Because our friends retired.
It says pending, so I don't...
All right.
But it said pending for a week now.
Oh, so you don't know if it's closed or not.
No. There's no sold sign on the sign yet.
Well, our friends, Scott and Lori, have retired and sold their property and have a toy hauler.
Yeah.
Nice one. An F-350 truck. And they're at the Harlow Road
Darien State Park.
Yeah, Lake State Park. So we were over there Thursday night for their bonfire at the end. We had just a little fire there. I tell you right now, they're fun guys, people. And they looked at the house. The house, what is that? It was like a 290?
295, I think.
Yeah. And they're like, well, what are the taxes? I'm like, taxes aren't that bad. So
they're the ones
that could be listening tonight. But
they're in it?
They're looking for a place for her folk. Her parents need to be, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, because I haven't heard. I talked to my neighbor. Yeah. He stopped in and he'll let me know, but he hasn't stopped in and said,
oh, man,
who bought it, who got it.
Wouldn't it be cool to have somebody cool there, right?
It would be. He's a good dude, but he's 76. He don't drink. He don't hang out. You know, he'll stop in just to catch up here and there. But
okay. All right.
It would be nice to have some
We should send a link over
neighbors.
There. Send a link over to Doug over there. They could listen to us on the Bluetooth speakers. How do we even do that, right? I mean, what do you do, Timmy? Here we are. You know?
Yes, sir.
It's what we do. Yeah, it's boring as fuck, and, what do you do? You know, we could do the weather. Could do...
Weather on the tens?
Weather on the tens. Or I could do this. I'll be right back after this.
Thank you so much, gosh. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah, good evening to everybody here. How y'all doing? We're the house band here at the Fillmore. Yeah, we've tried over this run, we're trying to do a line of music by people that we admire or have admired over the years, or people that we liked one song and then didn't like them anymore, or whatever, you know. This is a little tribute to Little Richard by way of the Everly Brothers. It's called Lucille. You don't do your sister's will.
Tonight we have Timmy McCoy.
Yes, sir.
In a studio having a drink with us tonight, don't we? Don't we, Mr. McCoy?
Drinking's cool.
Drinking can be fun sometimes, but you gotta watch out. Sometimes you could fall down, and that's really not the drinking's fault. It's all about the gravity.
Exactly.
The gravity will get you. That's a great album, by the way. This,
yeah,
Tom Petty at the Fillmore. Let's hit glasses. Let's do it. We'll hit it.
Good to see you, bro.
Good to see you, brother. Yeah. Oh, Lucille. Yeah. It's funny how you can do that. You can do whatever you want to do, right? We'll be back in just a bit. It's me and the man tonight. Chico and the man tonight.
Nice.
We got Chico and the man. Yeah. Having a good night tonight. We got 644-995. Get you on the air tonight. Peace out.
California, my old sound, I don't know.
more play.
This is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Tim. Really is.
Yeah, it is.
Sloping the Real McCoys tonight.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're here.
That's where we're at.
We're here drinking beer.
We're here drinking beer with the Slope tonight. Yeah. He's in the same area code, don't you know?
Michelle, if you're listening out there, can you bring me up a Coors Light?
I love it. You're live and on the air tonight with Schlope in the Real Times, right? Here we are. You know, that's what we do. We're listening to music this evening. This is one of my favorite shows. This is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And it's a live show, which I don't often, like, cue up, right? But this is a fun one. This is a fun one with Tom Petty. And we'll be back after this. You know, we are having some fine times with Johnny Walker. Right? Right, brother?
Yes, sir.
you so much. You know, I think we're live on the radio tonight somewhere, right? We're also live on the internet tonight, whatever.
Thanks for being here. We love you every weekend. Tune in 644-9895. We'll get you anything you want to play, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Side, anybody this side of Colby Road tonight is blessed. That's what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about this Colby Road division. I don't know. Have you heard of it?
I have not.
Oh, that's what they're saying. All of a sudden, you're on a Colby Road, west or east. And I'm like, what does this even mean? And people say to me, oh, you don't know?
I never heard of it.
No, I don't know. There's a magnetic line along the Colby Road, straight up through the planet Jupiter. And when it aligns with the Jupiter planet, it is incredibly off the charts. And what happens is sometimes people's voltage is lower than normal. Sometimes it is often.
Must be taking bridges out because they're having problems with the bridge on Colby and the bridge on Richley.
Oh, that's the gravitational pull.
Yeah, see?
That's the gravitation.
There's some truth to it.
Timmy. Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, brother. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Once a painter, always a painter,
exactly.
Right? Yeah,
I've
we're
come full circle.
Full circle. And your brother, he's still painting the town.
Yeah, yeah. We're getting it done.
This is a good thing. We need to get things done. The hard part is the politics to get it done.
Yeah.
It's too many. It's the big, beautiful bill. I don't even know.
No, I don't know much about it, but
I was,
if the left is crying, it's probably a good thing.
But the left cries all the time.
Every day.
All the time.
Every day.
I really don't think it's about the left as much as it's about, are we doing the right thing? Right?
No, it's about Trump derangement syndrome.
Fuck yeah. There's a ton of that.
They got it.
Absolutely. People don't like what the orange man says.
Yep.
But guess what? Hey, I don't care about the orange man. I believe in the policy.
Exactly.
Right?
You go to work every day and do your job.
Yeah.
Exactly. Things will work out.
Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're live and local tonight, man. It's not every time that you get on the live and local internet thing. Because people talk. What is it? Oh, yeah. Joe Rogan? His chairs don't squeak. Yeah. But he also has people that don't
is
squeak.
Is it your
them.
Chair or my chair?
That's your goddamn chair, Timmy.
It is my chair.
Yeah, your duck's squeaking it now. I just want to throw it out the window. I want to throw it out the window.
And they all squeak or just this one?
No, Timmy.
Guess they sell this liquid called...
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Where We Have Life. Because the life left us for a bit, didn't it not?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Did it not leave us?
Thank you.
I'm going to do a Ricky Nelson song here because it's going out on the radio.
Ricky Nelson.
See, I can't even dance. The chair makes noise.
And that's where I'm talking.
I feel like I got to be in a straitjacket.
We'll be back after this. I'll come back. Throw my books on the table, pick up the telephone. Hello, mama, let's get some corn. I'm heading down to the drugstore to get a soda pop, a gold nickel in a jukebox, and a side rock. Remember this song?
I've heard this, yeah. Look good in the baby doll shoes. There's a one, two,
the buckle machine. 3-4, get out on the floor. I love it.
Six. Yeah.
One, two. Tom Petty. It's this one that was in the small band.
It's good hillbilly music.
Two. 3-4. You need another one over there, Bumper Brother?
Mm-mm.
I love the fact that you got this. You're right about this, man.
And I agree with the trade Kevin Adams sign over there.
I know, right? The fuck, right?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good thing that he's doing what he's doing, but I guess so, yeah. We'll see.
I'm not sure what's going to happen.
I think they're better now than they were last year.
Yeah. I agree with that.
But it comes down to the other teams. Are they better than they were or worse than they were?
Who knows, right?
I think Boston's worse. So we might leapfrog that.
Oh, yeah.
Mike's going to do a number for you now, being his birthday and everything. We're going to do a really cool number by the Ventures. Called Slaughter on 10th Avenue. Let's hear it again for Mike.
So I got his book, Mike's book. It's really good.
Like, whose book?
Mike Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it was awesome. It was like how he's such a nice guy, Mike Campbell. But he's like, Tom Petty gave a shit. He's like, we fought because he said this would be better than that. But he was always right. He goes... I wanted to do like different things with the songs. He goes, but that fucking guy was always right.
Yeah.
He goes, no, we're not doing that. And he was always, you know, fucked up, right?
Yeah.
Good book.
And didn't you say he's still making music, right, Campbell?
Yeah. Mike Campbell and the Dirty Knobs.
Yeah. I don't think I've heard any of his stuff, though.
Oh, you sound just like if you got Sirius.
Yeah.
So if you listen onto the Sirius Satellite Radio for the Tom Petty channel, that's his he does that. He's pretty much nice. In charge of that. But he sounds just like Tom.
Music and everything probably sounds the same.
It's so fucked up. The music's different. He likes his like it's not. He goes, well, there's a different show for like Tom's Petty's music, yeah. Like how he grew up, and then there's so it's different. But I like it though. I love it.
Yeah, I should check it out.
Like, it's relaxing music, but I don't know if it's great or anything.
Well, I can't be doing much because I listen to everything, and I haven't heard on any channel unless I don't pay attention. Maybe that's
I know
I don't pay attention a lot, but
you don't.
Can't afford to pay attention, man.
It's expensive.
It is.
Is it?
It's crazy.
Really?
It's crazy.
Hey, we're going into live time right now. Oh, yeah. Actually, that's the whole thing. That's been on the whole time, right? Oh, Timmy, you AWACS'd me. You AWACS'd me. Nice. Yeah, I like what you did there. I like what you did.
Nice, nice.
I do. Yeah, I totally like what you did. Yeah, yeah.
So what else is new? I ain't seen you in a while.
Well, there's a lot of new things. But, you know, there's not a ton of new things. Really, what we have going on is just like we want to do this whole driveway thing, right? With a driveway, we want to have like there's like a stuff to grow things and stuff like stack things. Like it's like a big where you put the big what do you call them? The big boulder, right? The boulder.
Yeah.
She wants to put boulders. And then, like, on one side, and other things grow, you know? What do you think of that? What are your thoughts on that?
That'd probably look good. I was impressed at how these trees have grown.
Oh, up the driveway?
Yeah.
No shit. We'll be right back after this.
I remember when they left a Monday with a man named John.
Looking for work down the road at the Kmart store. If you know what I mean, but she sure didn't look like no homecoming queen. Out. I opened up my window, heard a gator growl. Mm-hmm.
there is no one paying attention to anything.
Nope.
And that's fine.
Nope.
That's the best thing is, because if you don't have to pay, that's good.
No. Nope.
You save.
Exactly.
If you have to pay attention, they're drawing you in, man.
Yeah, why pay attention?
That's the fucking crazy thing.
That's
what
like
are you
paying tolls. Why?
Why? Exactly. Hey, my friend, why do they do that? You know?
So is the Larry and Jerry show still happening? Did they stop up?
We're working on a new contract this year.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think, so I have two people committed. I have Dave, Neighbor Dave, and I have Dave, Neighbor Dave. He told me flat out, yes, I will do it. And this happened yesterday. And
breaking
then,
news.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And then, Jerry Jr., Jerry, JJ, said yes.
There you go.
To the next year contract.
Nice.
So we make no money. Dude.
A contract with nothing. Nothing linked to it.
Yeah. Did you catch any of it?
I have not.
No? I don't want to have... What's it? Did you hear that? What the hell is that? Sounds like a... We didn't have that earlier. Well, we have an open mic. That's the problem. We have an open mic. These fuckers are closed. Huh.
Yeah, just very echoey.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I walk back down. No, I walk back down. You can stand me up at the gates of...
That's our feed, so... It's weird.
I'm gonna stand my...
Yeah, I can't even move to get a drink in the chair. It's killing me.
It's killing me, too.
And I keep this world from dragging me.
So what are we gonna do? Gotta go downstairs, right?
Yeah,
oh my god.
This is crazy.
How the fuck does that.
And like I'm barely moving it.
Huh. So I have no problem replacing them with these. But this is like a. I got a roller. This is a roller.
Yeah.
But you're right though. You're right. It would be easier to have these over there. Three of them.
Yeah.
You're talking, what? $1,200?
Giddy up.
This chair was like.
Yeah, I know they ain't cheap.
No, but comfortable. But
yeah, like, these are comfy. But like, I don't even realize they're making that much noise until you hear this.
Right. And we're in.
And won't back down.
Am my ground
and the wall
back down.
No, I won't back down.
Love you, brothers.
Nice.
And sisters on the Weekend Update Show. Good to have you tonight on Timmy McCoy sitting in with us, you know.
He's here.
The Upton Road Party.
So I hear.
We'll be right with you.
A song I learned at camp.
Song I learned at camp.
Tom Petty learned a lot of songs at camp, right? Right?
Back then, that's all they did was live at camp.
We'll be back in just a bit.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You made me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you close to me. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine from me.
Say it.
My sunshine, my only sunshine. Make me happy when the skies are gray. Never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine.
We're going into live tonight with myself and the retired brown truck driver.
That's right. True story.
How about this beautiful song?
It's not warm when she's away.
Little Bill Withers, isn't it? Yeah.
There ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Yeah, let's
always gone too.
How you feel?
Love it.
She goes away. I wonder this time where she's gone.
It's actually a good version of that.
If she's gone,
I agree.
There ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know. Yeah, I'll leave a young thing alone. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Oh, you love it. You know the song.
Oh, yeah. That's good shit.
Sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sun.
She goes away.
Ain't no. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Timmy, what do you say?
I agree.
Sunshine when she's away. And I will respect David Lee Roth for going for the other echelons of E minor today. Yeah, you gotta have a good time.
I know.
I think he knows.
Well, I'll leave you staying alone.
I know.
I know.
You're so right, man. Absolutely. God damn it, though. you come up with this wild way of drinking alcohol that really gets you in the weird pocket. That is fun. It's fun. No, no, this is fun, dude. Thank you. Thank you for being, because, how do I say this? No, no, because now I like it. You don't scare me. It's like there's nothing scary. It's like, oh my God, this guy is the master of drinking, and I feel like I'm doing okay.
Yeah, I've had a few. I've had a few sessions in my life.
Hey, I feel like okay. The master of drinking is with me.
I haven't mastered it yet. I'm going to still keep working on it.
You think?
Yeah, I see how it goes the next couple of years.
Oh, well, there's got to be like a kind of like a, what do you call it?
Where do you jump off, though?
Oh, well,
you know,
probably
70, 75,
wow.
80, I don't know.
75, you think?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Mama Jude's still going. She's almost 80. So I almost think I got to hit that level, you know?
This is what I'm getting at, man. Dude, I feel like you're like Dalai Lama. Right? Dalai Lama type stuff. It's Dalai Lama stuff.
I'm not good at a lot of things, but I think I'm pretty good at drinking.
Oh, I agree.
What was that song? I'm pretty good at drinking beer.
Pretty good at drinking.
Was that Toby? That wasn't Toby. Who was it?
It was Toby.
I'm pretty good at drinking beer. Pretty good.
Could be. It's fucked up. Like, my wife was just here. Things were fun, right? I haven't seen your wife here.
Been a while. Yeah, it's been probably a couple of years for her.
Up here.
Up here, yeah, at least.
You know? I'm like, what do we do for, like, music? Doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter. I'll tell you right now, if the music is repulsive, I will be out. If the music good, fucking cool. But I don't really give a shit. I don't really fucking care, right? Do you care?
It's Saturday night. I'm retired. I don't care.
Right. I think I'm going to be, and I'm going to get screwed because, not like you, I fucked my knee up pretty bad. I don't think I'm going to be able to go back.
Finish it out.
Yeah. I don't know what to do, you know? So.
No, I was lucky. I didn't have to go through any surgeries. No.
None of that.
I'm hurting now.
Bullshit.
I'm hurting now. Everything hurts.
Yeah, I probably
should have had surgeries.
Oh, my God. For sure.
I didn't want to go through it.
Yeah.
And now I'm paying the price, but who knows? See what happens.
Hey,
I think original parts are better than aftermarket.
I agree with you.
So I'm thinking maybe these will rejuvenate. And
yeah, I think it'll be fine.
I didn't want plastic hips and plastic knees and plastic shoulders and all that shit. Oh, I'm good yet. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Some of that.
Then have your own world. It helps to make friends. It's good to meet girls.
Good to meet girls.
The sweet little queen.
Who can't
run away.
That's kind of funny. So these are
a just in case beer. Yeah, I don't think the message went downstairs.
Yeah, I know. I what so fun. There's none of that, right? None of that downstairs, right?
I've had ice in that cooler since Thursday, and it's been on the road since Thursday.
Oh, no shit.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
That's awesome,
man. Still going.
So here we are.
Squeaky chair and all.
Yeah, squeaky chair and all.
But it is loose. I can feel that's the problem right
so
there.
So here's the thing. No one sits in your chair.
No?
They always sit there or there. No one sits there.
Is that, those are non-squeakers? Maybe.
Probably. Yeah. That's where my wife sits.
Yeah, this one feels a little tighter.
Or there. No one sits where you sit.
Larry's fat ass sitting in there. I'm surprised this thing don't squeak.
Larry Lippert?
Yeah.
That's where he sits, yeah. That's Jerry's cock.
Yeah.
Jerry Cox?
Yeah.
You were here.
Yeah. That's the last time I was up here. The Larry and Jerry show. We were picking football games.
I love it, right?
And it was still football season, dude, so I know it wasn't long ago. It was. Had to have been. Well, playoffs start what? Maybe it was in the.
When you did it, was like fucking middle of the season. I want to say it was.
Maybe it was November-ish.
Yeah. Yeah. It was hard.
Yeah, because like January and February's playoffs.
You were key. You were key, for sure. Yeah. It was November.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
That checks out.
It checks out. So it's like, what the fuck?
You want to check the video and see who was up on the board. I think we were playing the Dolphins when I picked it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Could have been. Yeah, could have been.
Yeah.
The hard part is there is no one cares. No one cares.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You're right. I think you're right. I think you're right. Because you're completely, that's when you ripped it up. That was that day. Yeah, so we have this last of this. Kindy, what do you call it? I would call it a... Goddamn. I would call it this... what I would call that would be a... Back it up and all. My wife, I wait for her corroboration, you know, so that I can say one thing and she would make... Oh, yeah. My wife would be like, oh, yeah. I agree with you, Scott Spring.
Duty free. You gotta love that.
Yeah. But sometimes you can't, you know, there's times when your wife can't make it. You know, to come up and corroborate your...
Yes, sir.
Your discretions, you know, the decisions you make. Like, this is Black Label, right? So that's, I like the way the flavor that tips down my face.
Yeah, it's not
like
bad. It's not bad.
My face.
I'm an Irish whiskey drinker, but that's not bad.
Yeah, you like the Irish drinkers. They have a nice. It just makes it happier.
It's a sweeter whiskey.
It's so happy.
I like the sweeter.
Right. So this one here is more of an English. This one's been chambered up there for a long time. So we.
Till tonight.
Yeah, until tonight. So we dispelled it.
This is the last thing you thought should be opening tonight.
Yeah. It really is. And I think... How do you feel about that?
It's a squeaky chair.
It is a fucking squeaky chair. Holy shit. All right. So we'll look at, how do you feel about that Johnny Walker Black?
I wish he was white, but what are you going to do?
But what if he was happy? That'd be
yeah, fair. That's good.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
So did our wives leave us?
I don't know.
No.
I might be walking home.
Oh, no. No, we'll get you home. Yeah, I had this problem with this machine. Like, my wife is like, oh, yeah, all right, I got you this, man. Everybody that's your age. No, I'm fucking old. Not that old, actually. And you're not either. But I'm like 57. Okay.
I was 57 once.
I know, what the fuck?
I know, right? I'm pushing the 6-0 this year, brother.
6-0 with Timmy tonight. Rock and roll. We'll be right back after this. 762-9431. We'll be right back. Never see him advertising.
And I've never, there was never in the paper. And we always looked at, you know, looking something to do. They never had anything going on there.
Nothing. Yeah. It was just like hanging out.
So,
what the hell's that?
You ain't going to make money just selling beer.
Correct.
Unless you're Jim's Saloon.
Oh, but they don't make any money. I don't think. Hey, guys, we love you. We're here all evening. That's what we do. Out of town goes Saturday night, and baby, I'm a better man. I'm gonna ride it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. I'm gonna ball it up. We're gonna rock it up at the ball tonight. Along by 10, I'll be flying high. I walk on out in the open sky. But I don't care if you spam my door, cause now I'm gonna be one out the door. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna shake it up. I'm gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm balling it. Flying high, I walk on out in the open sky. I don't care if I spam my door, cause tonight I wanna be one out the door. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. I'm gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rip it up and ball it.
Oh, thank you so much. I've got a big hand back here on the drums playing his heart out, Mr. Steve Ferroni. Let me run with you tonight. I'll take you on a moonlight ride. There's someone I used to see. She don't give a damn for me. So let's get to the point. Let's roll another joint and turn the radio loud. I'm too low to be proud, and you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels.
We should do some tunes, brother.
Yeah.
like, lift to get
I
up
was
here.
Thinking you were talking about what's that tune? What the fuck's the name of the song? Oh, it's a bit of a newer song. Oh, okay.
From Stone Sour.
Could be.
Was it that one? Yeah, could I don't be. Remember.
I think it was more of a... No. I think, no, it was a... And everybody does the song, too. It was common. A very common song. The fuck's the name of it?
Stairway to Heaven?
No, not that common. Not that common. No. The one you were talking about, I was like, oh, okay. And it was like, fuck's the name of it? I don't want to dig deep, you know. Man was born to rock. He's still trying to be. But, I'm like, I know what you're saying. It's, fuck's the name of the band? Fuck.
There was a few I sent you.
Oh, no. It's like, oh, yeah. Everybody likes it.
Burton's and everybody still comes up and hangs out.
Yeah.
A little jam action.
If you want to,
yeah.
I can make it all happen. But that's the weird thing, dude. Like, yeah, whatever. But I would love to have you come up. And what do you want to?
Yeah, well, like
not like a big fucking crazy thing. Yeah. Just me and you.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd rather start with that.
Yeah. What do you want to do? Out. Okay, I want to hear some tunes.
Yeah.
I want to sing along.
But right now we're in full camping mode.
Yeah, so when you're here, and if you are in there during the week, come on up, man.
Yeah,
come
absolutely.
On.
I'll get a hold of you.
Can I do that for you?
Fuck yeah.
I want to, like, grab you.
I got to bring Jake up here, too. He wants to check this shit out.
What I want to do is just have Raw Dog and, like, try to make it sound good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, brother.
But
yeah,
good seeing you, bro.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to follow you down the stairs, dude. Shit. Oh, yeah. So how about this, though? Check this out. Oh,
nice.
I built that fucker. Yeah. It's nice up here, dude.
Like, it is nice up here.
Sometimes
see, I see the shit and I get excited.
Richie comes up here and he fucking jams. It's fucking awesome.
I see this and I get excited. I want to fucking jam. I gotta fucking put this up
quick. Richie will fucking jam too.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be out in public. Oh, but we're having a good time, I'll tell you. I'm sure having a good time. By the man who should be elected President of the United States of America, Mr. Bo Diddley.